big question, should we all be rushing out and buying drop bars for our mountain bikes?
Yes. Are you a function over fashion kind of rider?
Yeah, only last week Neil was telling me I needed to buy riser bars.
We're going to be talking about the latest crop of riders using drop handlebars and why, plus loads more coming up on the Dirt Shed Show.
Yes, welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with Rich Payne.
And Martin Ashton.
Yes, hello Richard, how are you?
I'm good, Martin, how are you?
Yeah, slightly disturbed by these drop bars we're talking about. I'm not a fan, but let's talk about why we're talking about drop bars.
Yeah, okay.
Right, the Lifetime Leadville Trail 100.
Nailed it.
Has just happened.
Yeah.
Amazing race, tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is an ultra marathon mountain bike race, XC. In Leadville, Denver, Colorado, in the United States, of course. Originally started back in 1994, 150 riders took out and tackled the 100-mile course. It's kind of evolved since then. It's a massive deal now. It's real big on the American calendar, and kind of the world calendar, actually. A lot of big pros go there. 105 miles, of course, was this year. Ooh. The highest altitude that they climbed up to was 3,008 metres. 3,800 metres, which coincidentally was also the amount of climbing on the route as well. It's a lot of climbing at a lot of altitude.
It's vicious.
Yeah,
it's vicious.
Right?
But it's not the most technical trail.
It's not the gnarliest, no, but it is still mountain biking. And this year's winners were Keegan Swenson in the Elite Men's, and we also had Melissa Rollins in the Elite Females.
Right. So with that kind of altitude, that kind of distance, I say marginal gains are important.
They are.
Okay, so some of the top guys have really been pushing their tech on their bike to make every moment they can on the track count. Tell us about some of these bikes. I feel a little bit ill when we look at some of them.
Right. So Keegan Swenson, Santa Cruz rider.
Yeah.
Here's a few things on his bike alone. So Santa Cruz Highball, Hardtail.
Yeah.
Lovely bike, but then it's got drop handlebars on it. It's got roadie pedals on it, electronic suspension, electronic gears, no dropper post. So we're blurring lines here. I mean, it looks like a speed machine, and basically he's done that because the riding position that it puts him in, he reckons is sort of the most efficient, the most aerodynamic. And, you know, when you are riding for just shy of 6 hours, that adds up, right?
Yeah, and I mean, we're definitely going to get to the point where we're asking the question, is this just a gravel race? But before we get to that, I mean, I just want to say first, his bike's so nearly unbelievably cool.
Yeah, it's close, right?
And then there's just like the missing dropper post and the curly bars.
Yeah.
Makes me sort of kind of hate it, I've got to be honest. I got to be honest. I mean, it's so nearly beautiful.
Well, then you're going to love this next one. So this is Dylan Johnson's Allied BC40.
Yeah.
Now, what this is a full sus. This is kind of going the other way. So this is a full sus dropper on it, but still with curly bars. You know, he's got the electronic suspension on there. Fox 32, so it's really lightweight build. But, you know, he's got, like, the integrated dropper lever, if you like, it's tucked on the inside of the left hand of the hood.
I mean,
it's a full sus drop bar gravel full XC bike mountain.
It's so nearly nice.
It is, yeah.
It's so nearly nice, but then just the front end, the bars have made it so unbelievably horrible.
Yeah,
I mean, I really don't like it.
It splits opinions, right?
Yeah,
shame. People even out there say, you know, like the reverse arch on the Fox 32 is a bit polarizing as well, should we say. So add that in. And then if we go another sort of amazing rider, sixth place rider, Russell Finsterwald. Finsterwald?
Finsterwald. Yeah, Finster on Instagram.
Finster. Sixth place, Trek Super Caliber. So, you know, a short travel XC full sus again. But, you know, another drop bar rider.
Yeah, but I mean, so do you just need drop bars for this race?
It just seems that for that sort of super duper aero position that the men certainly are trying to achieve, they're going slam stem, drop bars.
You fell into my trap because the women.
Yes.
Right? Hardcore.
Yeah.
Mountain bikers.
Yeah.
Every one of their bikes looks sick because they didn't do any silly curly bars. Melissa Rollins won. Look at this bike. I mean, it looks
Yeah,
it's a mountain bike.
So she's kind of on a roadie team. She doesn't really have a, I don't think, a mountain bike sponsor. So she's using a blacked out Trek Super Caliber.
Yeah.
But it's pretty stock, you know, there's no crazy parts, there's nothing too much going on there. It's just a sick mountain bike.
And how quickly did she do it? So Keegan Swenson did it 5 hours 49, yep. Melissa Rowlands 7 hours 10 minutes.
Yeah, for 105 miles with 3,800 metres of climbing.
I feel
at
like
altitude.
I feel like she should, let me just pull this from out from behind my bush. This, I think she should be getting the Leadville badge buckle.
Belt buckle.
Have you got one of these?
I haven't, no.
No, I got one.
I wish I had a medal as well. Oh, hang on.
I've got the medal as well, yeah.
Where did you get that from?
Have you not got one of these?
No,
for
I haven't.
For doing the Leadville 100.
But?
Nor have I. But Chris Opie got one.
Chris.
That's really not a cool look.
No, Chris I'd like Opie to get one Leadville next year, if possible.
Yeah,
though.
So we did have a GMBM rider go and take it
you
on
did,
one
yeah.
year. So we've got some experience.
Yeah.
2019, Chris Opie did it.
Yeah. But yeah, the women's category just... yeah, the same. Sophia Gomez Villafane in second place. Specialized epic. Solid
yeah.
seat post was about sort of the biggest weight saving kind of change on there. Real cool paint job.
Yeah.
Great super light bike.
Yeah. I mean, I'm slightly confused. I've confused myself because I know they put dropper bars on because it's like function
it's
over, you know, it's function over fashion. It's just, or.
It is function over fashion,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and they've like
speed's
right,
the priority.
I just need, but, and I don't like it, but Christian Bagg, fellow adaptive
yes.
rider, owner of Bowhead, absolute beast.
Monster yeah.
right? He rode the Leadville 100.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
On his Bowhead RX. But he's done loads of little things to it to make it a quicker bike, essentially doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And because it's the bike I'm riding and I can see what he's trying to do, I kind of like it. So
oh.
I guess maybe I'm sort of like full of it, because basically, if there was
you're
a
talking.
If there was a curly bar sort of tech mod you could do to the Bowhead RX,
yeah, okay.
I'd probably do it.
Interesting. Yeah. So
yeah.
you think sort of that slightly biased
yeah.
towards that kind of bike, maybe?
And can I just say, Christian came 120th overall
out of everyone
and completed it in 7 hours 45
yeah.
minutes. Insane.
That's nuts, right?
With his arms. The guy's a monster. The
yeah.
guy's a monster.
So, I mean, it's yeah. interesting then. We need to know, would you out there consider drop bars
yeah.
on your mountain bike in any situation? Now, I do also want to say I tried this at one point on an enduro bike.
You did, yeah,
I
and
did.
You loved it.
Not so much. It was terrifying, especially like on an enduro bike when it got steeper and rougher and the jumps. It was not very fun at all.
No.
But
it's
in
not.
XC...
Yeah,
I can see the performance. Well, they're obvious. Keegan
yeah, I mean, we've
it.
All got our curly bar experience. Only Blake, only the other day, was doing
yes.
some trail jumping on curly bars
yeah.
on his gravel bike.
And
so,
Neil, but he's
yeah,
curled up.
Yes. Oh, it's curly bars all over them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's just a curly the wrong way.
Yeah.
Up, down.
Reverse curl.
I mean, there you go. We've put a poll out there. What would you most like to test on your mountain bike if you had to? You've got to go to the bike park, imagine it,
oh.
and test a set of bars.
Oh.
Would it be curly up or curly down?
Oh.
Let us know in the comments down below. Let us know what you think about curly bars, particularly the dropper kind, on mountain bikes. Do they belong there? Get involved in the comments. Right, time for some news from Tom.
What's up, everyone? Exciting new developments from Schwalbe this week, releasing some new tyres and a new casing. The Albert Gravity and the Shredder Gravity feature radial construction technology. With a total of 10 World Cup DH wins to its name already, under riders from Muckoff Commensal and FMD Racing, radial construction seems to be a pretty cool addition to the tyre world. They've essentially changed the angle that the threads in the tyre cross at, going bead to bead at close to 90 degrees, rather than the standard 45 degree construction. This aims to build in compliance, allowing the tyre to constantly give you more surface area as a contact patch whilst being run at higher pressures, with confusingly less rebound at those pressures too, due to that radial construction. So a lot of positives in terms of grip and damping added to the tyre on paper. The Albert is a 232 tread pattern similar to some others out there, and the Shredder is a monstrous wet weather spike. Schwalbe intends to release more popular models in radial casing soon too, so watch this space. Bike Park Wales is expanding, signing a new lease with Natural Resource Wales to add 400 acres of managed woodland to the bike park. The 33-year lease will rewild several areas and begin an arboretum where native trees can be grown, including glamping pods and chalets for on-site accommodation, extending the car park and shortening the uplift track too. Hopefully it'll be another really cool example of how mountain biking can integrate with the forest management in the UK. YT has released a new model of the Jeffsy. The Uncaged 14 features high-end components from Ohlins, 5Dev, Titel, Hayes and Crank Brothers, as well as an 80s-inspired paint job to tie in with that launch campaign. Purchasing this model also gets you the action figure from that advertisement. Shipping from around next week, small to extra, extra large in size and a price tag of £4,999 or euros. Component brand Sado, who we caught up with at Bespoke UK over on the Tech Channel, have released their 2024 range. Lots of parts from saddles, racks and chain rings to wheel sets and cranks. You can check them out over on their website. Some quick results for you. Jacob Jewett and Emmy Lan are the new Canadian national downhill champs. The European Downhill Championships, which were held in Champéry, important results these, as it's the same track that World Champs will be on next year. Andy Kolb and Lisa Bauman brought home the titles and jerseys for this year. Max Allran and Ella Svegby won the under-19s. Unfortunately, Jack Moyer broke his collarbone in a training crash at home in Australia. He'll be out for the rest of the season. Heal up fast, Jack. All right, that's my time this week. It's over to Toff for the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be his new 7-minute video from the first stop of the 2024 Monster Energy Backyard Battle, hosted by Vero Sandler and Sam Hodgson. So with these events, I think they give the riders a full week to just ride and see what they come up with. So obviously the riding's sick. But I feel like with this one, we just need to put all the respect on the build, just because the build is just such a masterpiece, isn't it? Like, so many different lines flowing in and out of each other, big jumps, small jumps, room for sick tire slides and stuff like that. It's just, yeah, the build just looks so sick, doesn't it? Also, I gotta say shouts to Chris Seeger for absolutely killing it on the edit. But I'm gonna say one thing, I'm actually pretty sad not to see more Simon Johansson footage. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Toff. Right, quick shop shout out. Rich, we've got our Forest Mountain range still available.
Hello, Vera.
That's your favorite color.
Yeah, I like the aloe. Hello.
Aloe Vera.
Hello.
And yeah, cool. Also, we've got a mountain bike maintenance book. We haven't mentioned that in a few weeks, but that is an absolute banger of a product.
I could have done with that the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I snapped a mech off.
I saw. Yeah. That's a good vid to come.
Yeah.
That is a good vid to come. So, going over to the shop, obviously a great way to support the channel, help us go out there and make videos, and bonuses, you get great little products too in the form of our tops, tees and books.
Yeah,
right, let's do a hack and bodge. Hacks and I loved how you gently went into that.
Well, I wasn't sure if you were going to embrace it, so
I'm not. I'm not. No, cool,
hacks and bodges, here right. We go. Right.
Right, Prasby, Jay Prasby has sent us in this fork bike stand.
Oh, my gosh.
It's minimal in terms of hack or bodge, but its simplicity is impressive. It works in his flat. He needed some space saved. Nuke-proof was taking up too much space. Basically, there's a simple solution. Put a spare fork, if you've got one, on the ground, and it becomes a rear-wheel bike stand.
How does it not topple or lean side to side?
It's all about the positioning, Rich. It's all about the positioning.
Oh, that seems precarious.
Hey, there's the fun in it. Okay,
position. Oh, it might fall over in the night. You never know.
It might fall over, but...
What?
But Jay Prasby's positioned it perfectly. He's nailed it. Can you? And if you've got a better hack or bodge, then send it into our uploader, linked in the description down below. But Jay Prasby sent that in. I just love the simplicity of it. It's like, there you go, bang. That's how I do things at my house.
Just like,
there are. It stood there now. It's fine. That works. That's so good, it's won Jay Prasby a GMBM race top. Now, last week, we were talking about the biggest superstars in mountain biking, right? And you guys got involved in the comments. It was brilliant. That's what this show's all about. So please keep that going. What came across, Rich, is that Sam Pilgrim, Danny Mac, and Fabio Widmer are all superstars.
There's a trend.
But you know what? A lot of people were saying the same name within that group of people. Matt Jones.
Yeah.
And that surprised me because I love Matt Jones. He's a lovely kid. He's a great rider. But I don't know if I'd have put him amongst
superstar.
Those three.
But it's tricky, isn't it?
People are like, what about Matt Jones?
Do you think that's because of his social presence?
I did it like that as well.
Is that how they tie little crazy T-Rexes?
Yeah. Yeah.
angry dinosaurs. Yeah, they definitely.
But Matt Jones was getting up. Nathan Ide, Matt Jones, Sam Pilgrim, Sam Reynolds.
Okay.
BK, Bernard Kerr.
Affertons.
Affertons, yeah. Lauren MTB, she says, Matt Jones, easily my favourite star. He's so inspiring.
Yeah. Frontier Fishing with Ryan Mack.
Yeah.
Danny Mack is the biggest superstar in biking. Matt Jones number two, Vibma number three.
Matt Jones number two.
Ahead of Fabio.
Wow.
Notable mentions as well.
Yeah, there's some notable mentions. Johnny Westmoreland said Jack Moyer, the people's champ.
Yeah, Ollie MTB, Brag Vestovic.
Yeah, and Sammy Arento, says Tom Pidcock, no question. Of course.
And D-Bubble. You forgot Seth from Burn Peak. Seth! But he's massive in the States.
Yeah, I mean, he is a superstar, isn't he? He really is. Yeah, shout out to Seth at Burn Peak. Yeah. Definitely a superstar. I mean, there's some big superstars.
Pauline Frampavona?
Yeah, I mean, she was carrying the flag for France at the end of the Olympics yesterday.
She has pretty much won everything.
Yeah, well, she has.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
She's kind of...
And she's coming for the women's tour now.
She's kind of annoying. What, this year?
No, next year. The women's tour's happening now.
Like, Pauline, take a break. Yeah. Jesus.
Have a beer.
like Maybe I said, the comments are where you get involved. This week, we're talking about curly bars or no. Get involved in the comments. Please do. We want to hear what you want to say. If you think we're stupid, then say it. We like reading it. Say anything. That's where you're involved. Right, caption contest. Rich, you look really silly in this week's photo.
You have been.
You're wearing the wrong helmet with the wrong clothes.
Yeah, this is Enduro XC Rich going on there. Yeah, but there are some great captions that have been generated because of this picture of me.
Someone's going to win a stunt mug if they've done a good one.
Shall I kick them off?
Go on.
We have Kev Whitaker. Rich's audition for the new Village People lineup went well. It's true.
JP Ramallo, he says, I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
Simon. Hey, look, truth hurts.
Yeah, done it. You do look like Right Said Fred, who's like been in like solitude for like 18 months.
I don't know who that is though. That's the
trouble. Guy who sings that song.
Yeah, but I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, he looks like you.
Okay, cool. Well,
but he looks
like me.
No. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Why he looks
not?
Like you. Well, he looks like you who ate you.
He looks like me.
Yeah. He's as if you ate yourself. Like he's a bigger dude. He's a big muscly dude. Whereas you're like a skinny stick XC man.
Thanks, mate.
That's right.
Stephen Reese says, why does tight lycra make my helmet look bigger? That's a good one. I think we got a winner.
That's the winner. Stephen Reese, well done.
Why does tight lycra make my helmet look bigger?
Why is that, Rich? Well done, sir.
Oh, great
what
one.
A bounce.
That was
if
really...
you would like to win yourself a stunt mug like this one... Oh my God. I thought it was going to hit me in the head. Give us a caption for this.
Right, now it's time for some things that we're looking forward to coming up this week. Firstly, 10 mountain bike things I couldn't live without. Martin, what are you saying?
What's something I couldn't live without? I could not live without electronic gears, the noise.
Yeah, it's such a normal.
It's what's important to me when I'm out my bike these days. Neat.
So grounded still.
It doesn't matter how many times you press it. Neat.
You've not changed.
So good.
Another one. How to master roots in any weather.
Oh, that's useful.
You're welcome.
That is useful because roots can be a nightmare. Yes.
And racing enduro on my XC bike. Yeah, this guy.
Oh, mate, give him
hammered
the
poor.
Give him the medals.
Hammered the poor
There's
XC bike.
There's a video coming there.
Yeah, it was good fun.
That's a good week.
Isn't it?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Lots to come on GMBN this week, so don't miss out. We've just got time to jump into the bike vault, Rich. Let me take you through this first one from Tomcat31.
Right.
He has got himself a... What is this? It's a cube stereo.
120.
Cube stereo.
Being 120 mil. 650B, old school.
Yeah.
Isn't that old? Isn't that weird? 650B is old school.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
It's nice.
It's a bike, it's nice.
XT 1x11, you know, Hope F20. Yeah, it's nice.
Right,
Chez 123.
Yeah.
What a Giant Trance, Canic Chase here in the UK. Right.
Nice.
It's non-drive side.
Yeah, and it's
Chez, come on.
Chez, it could have been more. It could have been more, but it's
so close.
It's nice. It's nice. Cool. Philippe.
Or Philippe. Philippe. Oh, that's a good one, buddy.
Oh,
Philippe.
Have you ever woke up and just really hate yourself?
I should have slept more.
Tomorrow morning, that's me. I'll wake up and go, Philippe.
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 Philippe, yes.
Philippe has got a lovely bike. He's got two bikes.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Showing off. This is a Deviate. I'm a bit of a soft spot because I used to ride for Deviate.
Yeah, but the thing is, right, that would be a guaranteed super nice. It's not drive side. And you're not supposed to have two bikes in the bike vault.
Oh, yeah, that is the other sort of... Oh,
Philippe,
gutted.
Philippe, what are you doing?
Philippe, why would you do that?
Philippe. But, you know, you've put up with your name abuse.
That's true.
This is
very
super
true.
Nice. Jacal.
Jacal.
Jacal. Oh, right. Jacal.
Jacal.
His Top Fuel.
2025.
Yeah,
that's brand spankers.
That is nice.
Fox 34, SRAM XT tyre.
I really appreciate.
That's a cool picture as well,
I really
actually.
Appreciate the positioning. It's drive side. It's 3 o'clock. It can do no wrong.
No, it's a super nice. Jacal, nice one.
Nice one. Right, Hassan. Hassan from. He's from Earth, and he's got a Kona unit 2018.
Vancouver.
He's in Vancouver.
I like that.
I like that a lot. Mm.
It's old school.
It's. Looks like a workhorse.
It does. I know, not too old. Sorry, 2018, I take that back.
What I love about the image, right, is you can hardly tell how he's keeping it propped up right.
That inconspicuous log propping it up. It's a super nice.
It's a super nice. J. Adams is from somewhere on Earth, too, and he's got a Lapierre.
He's from Bristol. He's up the
Bristol.
Road. Yeah,
literally, you can see our office in the picture.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. 32 step cast, ergon grips, Barzo Mezcal tire combo. That's a cool looking, like, epic
Has he gone a bit too far with the Tan Walls?
No, because I like Tan Walls.
Yeah?
I use those very tires. I mean,
I'd say they're mocha walls, because they're not quite tan, are they? They're kind of mocha.
Well, you can't even pronounce people's names, so that's super nice.
Okay. Bo299, he has got a beautiful Trek Roscoe 2018.
Ballyhoura, Ireland.
Do you know what? I bet that was a nightmare riding across all that heather to get to that spot. Because it's like riding on sponge, isn't
it? Yeah, it's hard work.
It's the worst.
The picture was taken after a small XC walk over the bog.
A small XC walk. it's super nice.
That's a cool picture.
Super
right,
nice.
Last but by no means least, Rexy from Auckland in New Zealand. Wow.
Kona
23.
Stinky.
No?
Well, I mean, it's old school. I've got to be really honest. This is really controversial, right? I've always just thought Kona's a... I'm not going to say anything.
Go on.
No, I feel like you got what I needed to say from my pause. They've just never really been my thing, all right? I used to have a teammate who was always on a Kona, chopper fielder.
Yeah.
And he always used to go on about being on the coolest team, and I used to think, you're not, because your bike's disgusting. that's just my view, all right?
Wow.
I'm allowed to not like Konas. I'm allowed to not... Look.
Yeah. I think it's quite cool. 03 Stinky Deluxe, boxers on there, fun DH rims, Dior 4 pots. You know, I think it's pretty cool.
You know, give him a bell if you think he needs one. Didn't come from me. well done. Thanks for sending your bikes in. The uploader is there for you to get involved. Who knows? I might say some nonsense about your name, your bike, or the place you live.
I'd say there's no might about it. It's almost a definite.
no, we do love you getting involved. Please keep that coming. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next week.